You are listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Sun Valley has been attracting Hollywood darlings since the 1930s. And since the Sun Valley Film Festival launched in 2012, it has brought in major film stars, but also up-and-coming screenwriters, actors, and directors. Joining me live in studio is George Prentice with the Boise Weekly. George will be at the five-day festival, which begins on Wednesday. Welcome, George.
Hey, Gemma.
All right. So for people that don't know, tell us about the festival and what makes it so unique.
Well, I've attended a few festivals around the world.
Just a couple.
Just a couple. One of the privileges of doing what we do. I can tell you, though, that they usually fall under one of two categories, and that is there are festivals that exist for the media, and there are festivals that exist for the public. Cannes and Sundance, quite frankly, are more about who doesn't get in than who does get in.
Right, right.
And the paparazzi and all that goes with it. And that's great eye candy. And then there's something like, and you've heard me talk nonstop about the Toronto Film Festival, which is more of a people's film festival. And wow, big surprise, they chose Green Book as their favorite film last September. And look what happened there. And the Sun Valley Film Festival is really, really accessible. They get some really significant stars to come. The thing that really gets me is that over the years, it has been a very smart growth. And yes, you will be able to rub shoulders with Oscar-winning stars. But there are a lot of events that are free. Most of the events are extremely affordable. You can just go to one or two. There are street parties, et cetera. There's a celebration of the art of filmmaking. You can... It's almost as if you're invited in on the process and you can watch Oscar-caliber screenwriters and directors, storyboard films, et cetera. And then you can see some really, really good films. But let's drop some names.
All right. Give us some names.
So past honorees at the Sun Valley Film Festival have included Gwyneth Paltrow and Clint Eastwood and Jodie Foster, Gina Davis, Oliver Stone. This year, some of the honorees include Idaho native Aaron Paul. Mm-hmm. I don't think that name is unfamiliar to the people listening here. He'll be getting the Pioneer Award. You may have heard that he is currently filming a feature-length film of Breaking Bad.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Currently in production. So he'll be there with a new film that he's attached to called The Parts You Lose. It'll be a world premiere of that film. Director Alex Ross Perry... he is really a formidable young filmmaker. He'll be bringing a film that I saw last September called Her Smell, starring Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men. It's a great film, and this is a young man who people are going to be talking about in the years to come. And then Chelsea Handler.
Really?
Yes. has just been added as a special guest, and I must tell you...
there's going to be a lot of a bleeping out of words there.
Well, when they asked me to host the Chelsea Handler event this Thursday, I immediately said yes, and then immediately thought, oh, wait a minute, George, and thought of every time I've seen her being interviewed, usually by an old white male, and how she will... pretty much make them her breakfast. For the morning. So I'm extremely excited and nervous all at once. She has a new book. It's a full-on memoir that's about to come out. I did get an advance copy. It's a jaw-dropper.
Really?
There's a lot of heartbreaking moments about her and her life that most people don't know. I would imagine nearly everyone doesn't know that we're going to talk about. And needless to say, she will be hilarious. So we're going to do that from the stage of the Argyros Center come Thursday. And then Meg Ryan. My goodness, Meg Ryan. We can just sit here all morning listing her movies.
Oh, right.
Right. From When Harry Met Sally to
Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle. You've Got Mail. Yes. Remember her in Top Gun?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. So Meg Ryan was, so she'll get the Pioneer Award in Sun Valley. And she was very kind to join us here on Boise State Public Radio on Weekend Edition. I had a chance to talk to her about films, past and present, and her coming to Sun Valley. But I had to ask. I had to ask about... That scene.
Oh, of course.
In When Harry Met Sally, when she, well, you know.
Oh. Ooh.
Are you okay?
Oh.
Just felt
natural to me that she would, not natural, but she, you know, isn't it logical to me that she would not talk about that, but do it. And it was so great because characters are often best when they're revealed when you do the opposite of what they, what you expect them to. And so it just worked.
I'll have what she's having.
Right?
Right?
Right. Believe it or not, it's the 30th anniversary of when Harry met Sally.
That just makes everybody feel really old.
It does. But I got to tell you that it is still a go-to film as far as a romantic comedy. Romantic comedies were not in vogue before When Harry Met Sally came out. They hadn't been for quite some time. And there was a bit of a golden age after that, after she did that, and then Sleepless in Seattle and Joe versus the Volcano.
She was kind of that it girl when it came to those.
She most certainly was. She has stepped away from Hollywood for a while, so this is a rare opportunity to get some face time with her. She did tell us that she has a new film that's just about to be greenlit, and it is a romantic comedy.
Really?
Yep. Yep. So she's going to be in Sun Valley, too. And that's pretty exciting.
So with the Sun Valley Film Festival, too, when it talks about what people can expect, and you touched on that a little bit, but this really is, as you said, that people's type of festival. Because if Aaron Paul is premiering a movie,
right,
people can get tickets to that and go see it.
What's interesting is here's a very typical film festival experience for me. You'll stand in line. Chances are you've never heard of the film that you're standing in line for because most people haven't seen the film.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just talk to other people. Have you heard anything about this? I think it's a drama. I think it's a comedy, etc. Well, take a chance. Take a chance. Last year, there were three movies that had average attendance at the Sun Valley Film Festival. Well, guess what? Those three movies... one of them was Leave No Trace, which was one of the best-reviewed films of 2018. And then the other two films were nominated for Oscars this year. So there are going to be films, I believe, on this year's slate. It's a very impressive slate. I want to talk about some of these films that are going to be a big part of the conversation of 2019 and possibly the 2020 Oscars.
So talk to me a little bit about some of the films that we can expect.
You bet. So one of them is a romantic comedy called Long Shot, and it just premiered yesterday at the South by Southwest Festival.
Oh, in Austin, right.
Down in Austin. It stars Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen. Charlize Theron plays the Secretary of State, and the president at the time, played by Bob Odenkirk, wants to resign and go become an actor. And everyone says,
because why not?
Why not? And they say, well, then she's our go-to person, and she's this very serious kick-butt Secretary of State. And at one reunion, she hooks up with an old friend of hers. It turns out she babysat him when she was younger.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And it's Seth Rogen. Well, it got some really, really good notices, early notices last night and this morning. And so the folks at Sun Valley grabbed this title before that dropped. It's going to probably get a pretty big release later this year, and that's a film called Long Shot. And the folks at Disney are going to bring the film Penguins to the Sun Valley Film Festival. And this is going to be a global release in April, and this comes from Disney Nature.
Oh, so it's one of those.
It's a feature-length nature film called Penguins, and they've decided to bring that to Sun Valley. There is a documentary, Running with Beto. It is Beto O'Rourke.
I just heard about this over the weekend.
Yep, and they are going to bundle it with a short documentary called Paulette.
Really?
And I know something about this. It is about Paulette
Jordan.
I don't know if I told you. I don't think I have told you this, and I don't think I've told many people this.
Tell everyone, George.
So I was interviewed for this film.
You were?
I was interviewed for this film a few weeks before election night, and Heather Ray, the filmmaker, the director, she said, we'd like to interview you. And I said, well, one big proviso, and that is you can't use this before election night. I will be frank with you. And indeed, I had two long sit-downs with Paulette Jordan during the campaign, and I opened up, and so let's see if I make the cutting room floor.
Right.
So that's actually going to be...
This could be your big premiere, George.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about that one, too. So that's going to be Sunday, In Fabric, which is a thriller about a cursed dress, there's some really, really fun films.
I want to thank you for coming in, George. Have a great time up in Sun Valley. Very jealous. My guest today, Boise Weekly's George Prentice, talking about the upcoming Sun Valley Film Festival, which will run March 13th through the 17th.